Better tech for an aging population. Nope, it's not an oxymoron. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The U.S. is experiencing a massive demographic shift as the baby boom becomes the senior boom. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than one in five Americans will be 65 or older in 2030. And the tech industry is catching on. Big companies and small startups are increasingly developing products with older users in mind. Karen Etkin is a gerontologist and creator of the blog The Geron Technologist, where she writes and podcasts about the latest in age tech. She says the idea that older people don't get technology is just a tired stereotype.
It's just about making the technology accessible and useful, and it has to bring value to their lives, because people who have been on this planet for many, many decades, they will usually be better at resisting just grabbing the shiniest, brightest new object on Amazon. The bottom line is that I was really, really excited to find out that older adults do want to use technology, but we just have to do a better job at developing it.
And how are tech companies in this space creating this age tech with older people in mind from the beginning?
So what we've seen, what I've seen startups do, and what I've done myself when I worked or co-founded startups is, first of all, you have to obviously figure out who your target user and target buyer is, or at least have a hypothesis. And then you go out into the field and you talk to people, you interview them, you ask questions, you figure out whether the problem that you're trying to solve is actually a problem that real people in the real world have and they're willing to pay for a solution. And from my experience, there are plenty of older adults out there who would happily not only answer questions, but will try out your product and will give you honest and sometimes even brutal feedback. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes that's just what you need to hear.
What sort of technological innovations today are making aging in place easier?
There is so much available today that wasn't available 5 or 10 years ago. Even basic sensors for fall detection that you can find basically on Amazon today, those weren't available a decade ago. And people who are, let's say, in their 90s, they don't necessarily feel that it's safe for them to drive anymore. And so what are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to get around their own community? So even Uber or Lyft could be considered aging in place enablers. I mean, the more technology progresses, we'll just have many more solutions. So if I look at decades down the line, by the time I'm older, I fully expect that I will have robots in my home to help me age in place.
Clearly, technology has a lot of potential to help this population, but I'm curious what it means for human connections.
Unfortunately, loneliness among older adults is nothing new. And so I believe that technology can be part of the solution. It's not the only solution. And one of the products that I had the fortune of working on is LEQ, which is a social robot for older adults. And we built LEQ for facilitating more frequent and quality human-to-human interaction by bridging the digital divide. And if we look into the future again, I believe that the metaverse could potentially be part of the solution, because imagine if you could have dinner with an older loved one who lives hundreds of miles away. You would go have dinner in your holodeck and they would go have dinner in their holodeck and you could feel like you're in the same room. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Are there other developments in this space that you're particularly excited about?
So in the near term, I'm incredibly, incredibly excited about autonomous vehicles. Mm. One, because hopefully they will reduce the number of people who get injured and die in motor vehicle crashes. Specifically, they would potentially reduce the number of pedestrians who are injured and killed by vehicles driven by humans. And also, I think it will be a game changer for aging in place, because it would enable everyone who doesn't feel like they want to drive anymore, just get into an autonomous car and get to wherever they need safely. And I think that would be really amazing, and I'm really looking forward to that, honestly.
Karen Etkin is the creator of the site, The Gerund Technologist. And now for some related links. If you want to learn more about Karen Etkin's work and all the age tech she's tracking, we've got a link to her site, The Gerund Technologist, at our site, marketplacetech.org. It's full of interesting charts that show just how big this market is becoming. According to AARP's incubator, the Age Tech Collaborative, Americans 50 and older already generate about $8.3 trillion annually in economic growth, a number that could more than triple by 2050. Jesus Alvarado produced this segment. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.